Welcome to ID the Future, a podcast about intelligent design and evolution.
Greetings and welcome to Intelligent Design the Future. I'm Casey Luskin, broadcasting with Discovery Institute Center for Science and Culture in Seattle, Washington. And I have on the show with us today Mario Lopez, who is the founder of the Organización Internacional para el Avance Científico del Diseño Inteligente. It's the international organization for the scientific advancement of intelligent design, focused, obviously, as you may have already guessed, on the Spanish-speaking world. So, Mr. Lopez, thank you very much for being on the show with us today.
Great. Thank you for having me again.
Well, we've had you on the past talking about some of the work that you have done promoting intelligent design to the Spanish-speaking community, and I wanted to bring you on to have an update with you for a few reasons, one of which is that you founded a new organization, which I just mentioned, and also your organization has recently published a book on intelligent design. And this challenges my Spanish a little bit. I know I've told you this before, Mario, but probably about 15 years ago when I just about graduated high school, I actually was coming pretty close to being fluent in Spanish, although not quite there. But that was a long time ago, so please pardon any mistakes in my Spanish. But can you explain for our listeners, what is the Organización Internacional para el Avance Científico del Diseño Inteligente?
Well, my objective here is basically to draw scientists to sort of look at our work and start thinking in that direction of advancing intelligent design as a scientific program. In doing that, you know, hopefully attract some people that write some important papers in advancing the science of ID. The objective is essentially to spread intelligent design and to do it strictly from a scientific perspective. I know there's a lot of organizations out there that are unfortunately taking the religious implications and attempting to push it that way. I'm focusing strictly on the science, and I think that that is an important piece of what we do.
I think that's very important, Mr. Lopez, and this is especially in light of the fact that, as you have told me in the past, there's a real need to bring intelligent design information to the Spanish-speaking world. There's literally almost a complete void in that arena, and you guys, you know, are really some of the primary people that are trying to fill that void. Is that basically correct?
Yeah, like I said earlier, most of the organizations that are out there in the Spanish-speaking world bring ID, but again, from a religious perspective. And of course, ID has some implications, doesn't mean that it's actually a religious concept. But a lot of people kind of go that route because it serves their purpose. On our end, we're really trying to stick to the science and trying to get the word out there as to the fundamental work that's being done, and of course, what other contributions can come forward through this medium. You know, so hopefully we're attracting some people, not only readership, but also those who are interested in doing legitimate ID science.
Well, I'd really like to direct our listeners to your group's website, which is www.oiacdi.org. And on the website, what can they find, Mr. Lopez? I'm looking at it, and I see articles in Spanish and a variety of other things. It seems like there's a lot of resources here for people who are interested in ID materials in Spanish.
That's right. And we actually do have some articles now from a couple of the members, one of them being Cristian Aguirre and the other one being Felipe Espun, who also write on ID and evolution. And we've actually published a couple of books as well, in addition to the book that you were referring to earlier. And it is, again, one of our objectives is to get the word out about actual work being done out there. And these guys actually do bring some original work to this area. So it is very exciting. We do have, like I said, a panoply of original papers, mostly from leading ID proponents, but now our members are writing in there as well. We have a blog where we publish news and, of course, articles and book reviews and videos, of course, and also some book resources where people can find books that are ID-friendly.
Well, that's excellent, Mr. Lopez. And you mentioned that you have some scientists involved with your organization. Correct me if I'm wrong, but this is basically a place where scientists and technically minded people from the Spanish-speaking community can get involved and make contributions to ID. Is that basically correct?
Absolutely. That's the major goal of the organization. Again, is that our objective is that original ID-friendly work is being written. We've heard of Behe's work, and Dembski's work, and of course, more recently, the work of Dr. Stephen Meyer. Now we're trying to bring other players into the game and hopefully attract from the Spanish-speaking community, and we hope that we're successful in that area.
And we mentioned a book that your organization has published. It's titled Diseño Inteligente hacia un Nuevo Paradigma Científico. So, intelligent design making a new scientific paradigm. Is that a correct translation?
Towards a new scientific paradigm.
Towards a new scientific paradigm. So, tell us about this book. What are some of the articles that are in it, and what can your readers learn from checking out this book?
You know, a lot of these articles have already been published in English in various ID-friendly websites. And what I wanted to do is basically not gather, all the leading players in the ID movement, but rather what's important. What is, for example, intelligent design? How does it relate to science? What are the best ways to work around design? And how do you use it for scientific investigation? And so for that, I used the article by William Dansky, Jonathan Wells, Mike B., and of course Stephen Meyer, and basically just kind of get people who are not familiar with intelligent design know the material and know exactly what intelligent design proponents are saying, as opposed to what, as I've said before, what the critics are parroting, basically. And to get them to understand and appreciate both the aspects of evolution and the aspects where evolution falls short.
Well, I'm looking through the book, and I do see articles by William Dembski and Jonathan Wells, Michael Behe, Stephen Meyer, and even one in there by me, so definitely...
That's right.
if our listeners, if you speak Spanish or you have a friend who speaks Spanish and you want to help inform them about the scientific evidence for intelligent design, again, the book is titled Diseño Inteligente hacia un Nuevo Paradigma Científico. Where can our listeners pick up this book? Can they buy it off Amazon.com?
That's right. I actually have a link on the website. Purchase the book at Amazon.com. It's very exciting work. You know, this is a collaborative effort from several of the members and people that have worked closely with OIACDI. We've had a lot of people put a lot of work into this. I did some of the work myself, and it was very exciting just going through it and revising it and framing it together, and we finally got something that I think people would really appreciate and enjoy. It is a good book. I feel very comfortable with it. And I think it's definitely going to serve, the purpose that we set it out for it to be, and that is to get intelligent design out in the Spanish-speaking community and get them to understand it from the proponents themselves as opposed to what they're hearing from the critics. Your article was a big piece of this, because one of the things about ID is not just to put a list of different articles from the various ID authors, but also the reason why I thought your article was important is because it pieces it together in how we observe ID in the natural world. In other words, making a positive case for ID.
The good news is that the positive case for intelligent design is becoming better and better articulated as time goes on. Obviously, Stephen Meyer's new book, Signature in the Cell, lays out the positive case for design in very clear terms. And actually, another really great book for our listeners that are interested in learning about the positive argument for design is William Dembski and Jonathan Witt's new book, Intelligent Design Uncensored. Does a great job of explaining that. So what else are you guys planning to do in the upcoming future, Mr. Lopez?
Well, currently we actually have two monographs being worked on right now by the same authors for our first two publications, and also still working on a magazine project. We want to be able to help people understand ID irrespective of how many different mediums we have to use, and that's basically our goal. We want people to understand it. We want to be able to present it in different ways and for people to get the information. Hopefully our efforts are not in vain and that information does get out there. People read it and understand it better. And in that sense, getting scientists engaged in this whole debate.
Well, we really appreciate the work you're doing, Mr. Lopez. One last question here. We've had you on the show before talking about a group called Ciencia Alternativa that had been promoting ID to the Spanish-speaking community, and I understand that that organization is being superseded and definitely exceeded by the Organización Internacional para el Avance Científico del Diseño Inteligente. So what is the difference between these groups, and why did you start a new group with a different name?
The reason why I actually decided to change name from Ciencia Alternativa to Organización Internacional para el Avance Científico del Diseño Inteligente is because I thought that I needed to have a name that actually reflected exactly what this organization's about. But some of the original players in Ciencia Alternativa are actually still with me. We're still collaborating, still doing some work. Out of this was born La Organización Internacional para el Avance Científico del Diseño Inteligente. You know, it's just basically an evolution, as it were, of the original organization. And we have some strong members now, still doing some great work, and we're all piecing this together and hopefully come out with more publications and more work out there.
Well, that's great, Mr. Lopez. Again, the website is www.oiacdi.org for the Organización Internacional para el Avance Científico del Diseño Inteligente. Thank you very much, Mario Lopez, for being on the show with us. Again, our listeners, check out the book, Diseño Inteligente, Hacia Nueve Paradigma Científico. Mr. Lopez, thanks for telling us about what you're doing.
Thank you. Thanks for having me again. I really appreciate your help.
Well, we appreciate the work that you're doing. I'm Casey Luskin with the ID of the Future podcast, signing off. Thanks for listening.
This program was recorded by Discovery Institute's Center for Science and Culture. ID the Future is copyright Discovery Institute 2010. For more information, visit www.intelligentdesign.org or www.idthefuture.com.